Track 6. I learn about the Norfolk and Norwich Operatic Society from David Pulling, their chairman, as they celebrate their centenary at the Theatre Royal with a production of Singing in the Rain, and we finish the interview with the whole cast performing a reprise of the title song. I am privileged to be sitting in the wings of the Theatre Royal, and I'm sitting with David Pulling, who is the chairman of the Norfolk and Norwich Operatic Society, who are celebrating
our centenary, yes, 100 years. 26th of January 1915 we were born.
Gosh, and I presume it's changed. You call it an operatic society, but I've had a look at your sort of list of productions, mostly musicals, yeah?
They are now. We started off... We've never really been an opera company. We left that to the Norfolk Opera Players,
right,
who sadly don't exist anymore. But Norfolk and Norwich Amateur Operatic Society, as it was called in 1925, played initially mostly Gilbert and Sullivan,
yeah,
or the operettas that ran through with Gilbert and Sullivan up to the 40s and 50s.
Right.
And it wasn't until Rodgers and Hammerstein really started creating their masterpieces,
yeah,
that the musical theatre really infiltrated into the society. And unfortunately, we dropped all of the operettas and all of Gilbert and Sullivan in favour of the more fashionable pieces of the time.
Funny enough, when I first came to Norwich, which was about 30-odd years ago, I expected you to be doing Gilbert and Sullivan, but even then you had changed.
Yes, we had changed, and we try and change, and we try and progress and grow every year with a different type of show. There's so much talent in Norfolk, from dancers through to singers to actors. Sometimes you're lucky enough, as we are at the moment, to have what's called triple threats, where people can sing, dance and act. They're like godsend to a company like ours. But you have to tailor your show to the talent that's available and to what you think will sell and fill a 1,200-seater theatre.
And this week you're producing Singing in the Rain,
yes,
which, from my memory, is quite an interesting film with some songs in it, but it's obviously more of a musical the way you do it.
It certainly is. It's one of the theatre's most favourite musicals in that respect. Some of the songs in Singing in the Rain are timeless.
Yeah.
Everybody knows them.
Yeah.
Everybody, this week, people have been leaving the theatre singing either Good Morning, Good Morning or Singing in the Rain. But there is a dozen other songs thrown throughout the show,
sure,
that people equally know. And I'll bet any of your listeners would know 90% of the,
sure,
songs in this show.
So you say you've got people who can do the singing, the dancing and the acting. How do you recruit? How do you maintain the company the way you have done?
That's a difficult question, actually. We actually audition. We have open auditions, which means that we welcome anybody and everybody to audition, no matter what your talent. If you feel that you want to come and audition for us, please feel free to. That means that we get to see as many people as we possibly can for each show. We know there's a balance of talent within Norfolk, and in this show we've pulled somebody in from Suffolk. Our guy that's playing Cosmo comes from Needham Market in Suffolk, ex-professional,
yeah,
as our lead is, ex-professional. But because of the standard of our productions and the venue, we're the only amateur company that performs here at the Theatre Royal in Norwich. We attract the talent.
Yeah, great.
And when it comes to deciding what show to do, we never actually think about whether we can cast it or not, because we know that come audition time, that talent will walk through the door.
And you do one show a year, or you look like you might be doing two this year? Or?
Well, yes. Normally we do one show a year at the Theatre Royal, but we do another show through our daughter company called Threshold Theatre Company. We do another show there at the Playhouse in Norwich, which seats 300 people. And that means that we can do some of the smaller shows that don't attract such big audiences, mm-hmm, as well as the big blockbusters like we're doing this week. But this year, because it's our centenary, we've been very fortunate in being asked by Cameron McIntosh if we'd like to produce Les Miserables this year. It's one of only 11 companies this year that have been offered this to celebrate the 40th anniversary of it going into the West End. 11 amateur companies have been offered it throughout the country. We're the only one in... Well, the closest one to us is Nottingham or Brighton.
Right.
We're the only one in East Anglia,
brilliant.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we feel very privileged to have been offered that.
And when will that be coming off?
That comes up on... Oh, it opens here at the Theatre Royal in Norwich on the 2nd of July.
Right.
Auditions will happen 2 weeks after we finish here with Singing in the Rain, so it's a busy year this year.
Yeah. And obviously, as you say, you've got Threshold, which is your sort of place where you grow...
Yes.
Performers.
Yes.
So during the rest of the year, what do the people do who are members of your performers, what do they do for the rest of the year?
Well, they either rest, which I do, or they'll find another company to perform with locally. And there are several other local groups that perform. There's people like Lowestoft Players who perform at the Marina Theatre in Lowestoft, and also at the Bethel, which is their own theatre.
Okay.
Cromer and Sheringham Operatic and Dramatic Society perform at the Pavilion Theatre in Cromer. Dereham Operatic Society perform at the Memorial Hall in Dereham. And we've got Waveney Light Operatic Society perform at the Public Hall in Beccles. There's several smaller groups. Well, I say smaller. They're very high standard groups, but of varying sizes that perform... according to the size of the theatre that they have.
And they don't have the privilege of having the Theatre Royal.
Absolutely, yeah, and that's our main difference between us and them, is this venue.
And you've had good audiences so far this week?
We've just played a matinee. It's Thursday afternoon to 1,200 people.
Really?
Absolutely solid.
That's brilliant.
Fabulous.
Absolutely.
Fabulous. Tonight's another one starts at 7:30. And that's not quite as many, but almost a sellout. We've got about 30 tickets to sell.
Right.
The rest of the week is sold out almost.
Yeah. Brilliant. So, do you have your own orchestra, or do you draft in musicians from all over the county?
Well, the band that's on stage with us this year is a 17-piece orchestra, and they're all professional musicians that are paid to play for us.
Right.
So they all receive a fee for performing with us, and every year we specialise in maintaining a full orchestra, as full an orchestra as we can get. Sometimes the score doesn't warrant a large band. Last year we only had 10 in the orchestra.
Yep.
It depends on what the book requires, really.
Right. Presumably, one of the issues for any amateur company and being able to use this facility is the cost and whether you're going to cover it and... You know, make everything, all the books balance.
You're dead right there. And it is scary because our only income is from box office.
Yeah.
We don't earn anything from grants. We get no support at all from the council financially, other than the charitable allowances. We are made from a tax point of view, a council tax point of view on our premises.
Right.
So box office is our only income. And last year, for example, we took... I don't know if I should tell you what we took. I will tell you. We took about £55,000 at the box office.
Wow.
And we lost £20,000 that year.
Right.
So it's just as well we had a little bit in the back pocket to count for it. This year, we put on Singing the Rain. If I tell you that we've just exceeded £190,000 at the box office... But, Paul, we've only just broken even.
Yeah.
We've just covered our costs.
Right.
This show is so expensive. To put Rain on...
I was about to say, how the hell do you do the Singing in the Rain bit?
You can see there where the band would normally be in the pit.
Yeah.
It's been covered over, and above there's a whole sprinkler system.
Right.
And it just floods the whole of the pit area, and the front two rows get soaking wet.
Okay.
But to put that on alone is £30,000.
Right.
And when you're only performing it for a week, it's really difficult to cover your costs.
Sure.
It's our centenary. We were born in 1925. This show is set in 1927. We couldn't get any closer to our birthday, so this is the only show to do this year.
Absolutely.
We had to spend the money.
And I don't know how your numbers were last year in the audience... it wasn't as familiar a number.
That's right.
Whereas this one is very familiar and very popular.
It is.
So
last year's show was Betty Blue Eyes, and, yeah, and it was on in the West End to a degree of success. It was all about that. Well, they made a film called The Private Function with Maggie Smith.
Yeah.
And excuse the noises, but
that's right.
That's standard and backstage theater, noise. Yeah. And when it came to the musical, it wasn't as successful. Tap dancers walking past. And we didn't get the audience, unfortunately.
No.
Norfolk people are sometimes reluctant to come out and spend money on a show they don't really know.
I'm not surprised to hear that.
Yeah.
And I would say also that post-COVID, there's been an inclination not necessarily to go out as much.
Well, people are certainly booking later.
Yeah.
They're waiting until the week of the show before they book.
Yeah. Well, certainly the choir I sing in, we have the same issues, really.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, as you can hear, there's a growing sense of anticipation for the production. So, actually, David, I think if you don't mind, we'll just pause there. But it's been great hearing all about the way you've kept this society going and the popularity it is within Norfolk.
Well, yes, and I just hope and pray that I can sit here in 100 years. Well, I don't want to sit here in 100 years. Somebody else can sit here in the wings of the Theatre Royal in Norwich and celebrate their second centenary. Paul, before I go, I must just say, 1925, our first production was Dorothy.
Yeah.
Our centenary production is Singing in the Rain, and every production in between has been done on this stage.
That's brilliant, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's an incredible record.
And that's great for you, and it's great for the people of Norfolk and Norwich.
Yes, yes.
Definitely.
Long may it continue.
Yeah,
indeed. Definitely.
David, thank you very much for your time.
No, it's a pleasure, thank you.